the government nationalised some major industries, and it regulated major industries for quite a long time. So they were often run by private entrepreneurs or people who had been private entrepreneurs, but under state control. And again, if you like, there are modern parallels here, because what we've seen in the past 3 to 4 decades is the emergence of a hybrid system in China, from an economy that was completely under state control on a socialist model, on a planned economy model, to a more market-oriented model connecting with a global economy, but nevertheless very firmly under state direction. And if you look at where the capital gets invested and what the structure of ownership is of Chinese industry, it is still largely state-controlled.
So, exploring this lacquer cup of 2,000 years ago takes us into territory that turns out to be disconcertingly familiar. Private enterprise under Chinese state control, cutting-edge mass production allied to high technology, deft management of relations between the Chinese capital and North Korea, and the skillful deployment of diplomatic gifts. The Chinese still know that the best gifts are always the ones that only the giver can command. In the time of the Han Dynasty, that was silk and lacquer cups. Today, when China wants to establish friendly relations, it still gives the present that nobody else can match. It's known as panda diplomacy. In the next program, we move from gift-giving as a power strategy to image-making. I'll be looking at how the Roman emperors struggled to control their outlying provinces. We'll be on the Nile with the Emperor Augustus. You can see the object described in this program close up on the A History of the World website, as well as hundreds of others from museums across the UK. And if you have an object with a history to tell, why not add it to our growing collection? Find all this at bbc.co.uk/A History of the World.